lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. Tell him you need you. You need him. Tell him you need him every hour, every minute, every second. Tell him you need him. Talk to him. You cannot do without the Lord of the universe. You cannot. Talk to him. 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 Thank you, Lord. We need you, Lord. As a church, we need you. As your disciples, we need you, Lord. In our families, we need you, Lord. In our finances, we need you. In our businesses, we need you. In our jobs, we need you. We need you all the time, Lord. In our city, we need you. In our nation, we need you. In our government, we need you. In our parliament, we need you, Lord. In our families, we need you. In our schools, we need you, Lord. We need you in the lives of our children, Lord. We need you. We need you in this nation. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, Father, in our government, Lord. We need you in East Africa. We need you in this continent. We need you in the Sahel. We need you in West Africa. We need you in Central Africa. We need you in North Africa. We need you in East Africa. We need you in Southern Africa. We bless your name, Lord. We need you. We need you. May your glory manifest. We need you in the entire earth. We need you in the entire earth, Lord. Be glorified. And even in this service, Lord, be with us. We need you in this service. We need you in the next service. We need you in the afternoon services. We give you glory and we give you honor. Holy Spirit, come and open our hearts to receive your word. We bless your name. We give you glory and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. And this morning, we are looking at the second part of connecting people to Jesus. Connecting people to Jesus. It's very, very important. It's very, very important. Connecting people to Jesus. We saw that this is done through sharing the good news. There's a lot of bad news in the world. It's so unfortunate that that girl's life is wasted, became wasted like that. And it became wasted because the lady just knew only bad news. Bad news, whatever she would return, bad news. That was all. But God has good news. But this good news is not known. When you share that good news, it will help you connect people to Jesus. Our sister, the Musao, you need to know how to connect people to Jesus. The hospital is like a factory. People come with all kind of trouble. You see? They need to be mended. They need to be helped. They need to be encouraged. A person like you, even if you are to stand there and pray just a prayer of 1 minute or 2 minutes for the people who are there, it will make a very big difference. And also give them hope through the good news. Praise God. And I want you to internalize. Let it be a part of you in a simple way. Understand what is the good news. The Bible talks about the good news, which is the gospel. In Greek, it is the gospel. Gospel. It means good news. In plain, simple English, good news. You connect people to Jesus through the good news. And the good news is a message that God loves humanity. God loves everyone and has reconciled the world to himself through Jesus Christ. He has reconciled the world to himself. He has created a way of making people his friends again. That's what reconciliation is about. He has created a way for making his friends again. Let me tell you, you cannot just be a friend of God. Because sin infected man at the Garden of Eden. Man separated from God. Man died spiritually, not physically, spiritually. And God had promised Adam, the day you eat of this fruit, you will die. And the word death in Hebrews means separation. 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 So that day, they spiritually separated. They remained living, but they were spiritually separated. And that's why the same word that is used in Malachi 3, verse number 6, that return to me and I will return to you. And the people asked him, said, we thought we are with you. He said, no, you are not with me. You went away. Bring all the tithe and the offering. You know, you see, when he told them not to touch the fruit and you will get separated, it is something he had reserved for his glory to remind them about something. To remind them that there are certain things that deserve for him alone, so that it keeps reminding man that, look, this is my source. This is my source. I need to honor him. I need to honor him. He said, I need to honor his word. So that's why, and he was complaining about tithe. I'm not teaching about tithe now, but I want you to see the point. The language used for tithe, come back to me. You have gone away to me. And then they ask, how do we come back? How did we go away? And how do we come back? In tithes and offerings. You have touched what I reserved for my glory. You have taken the 10% that I reserved for my glory. So you are separated from me. You are separated. And that's why people who don't tithe, who don't recognize that God is a source, they undergo a lot of trouble. They can even accumulate a lot of money and wealth, but it won't bless them. They cannot even enjoy it. You see? They can have it, but you see, it is one thing to have something, it's another thing to enjoy it. It takes the blessing of God for you to enjoy this earth. You can have a beautiful house, but you won't enjoy it. You can drive in a very nice car, but you are not enjoying it. You can produce so many beautiful children, but you don't benefit from them. You don't enjoy them. They can go and disappear. In fact, he told them, he said, you will produce children and they will go away. And every day you will come out looking at the road to see whether they are returning, but you will not see them. Can you imagine that? And it is in reference to not honoring him, to not following his decrees. Praise God. So he created, he sent his son, through Jesus Christ, his son, who paid the price, is able to create a way for man to become his friend again. God wants you to be his friend again, and God wants you to connect other people to become his friends. That is it. That's what the good news is about. And that good news announces that Jesus, the promised Savior, Savior, the world needs nothing but a savior. The world doesn't need more money, more cars, more houses. The world needs a savior. The world needs a savior. One day, I was telling one of my mechanics, he's a very unfaithful mechanic. When you tell him, that's why I thank God for Engineer Okello. When you decide to give him money for spares, you are in trouble. You can even die. We almost died because he supplied us with the old brakes that could not work, with bad brakes. With bad brakes. Then one time I gave him, go and buy for me a steering rack. A steering rack is a part of a car that makes you to control the car. He took back the same steering rack. He cleaned it and took back this rack which was spoiled. And I was there with my wife and other people. We almost died in Jinja. You look at how heartless some people are. Then I took a long time. Then again, I went back to him. I thought he had missed something. No, they don't miss. He's just angry for money. You give him another chance, he'll repeat the same thing again. The same thing again. Praise God. So man needs a savior. That man needs a savior. He's a religious man, but he needs a savior. You see? He needs a savior. I gave him again.
money to go and buy for me a part of a car that helps a car to climb a very steep place. If that thing is not working, the car will go back. He again went and cleaned down there, and I got another marker. I said, open it, and let's say we found it, put back the same faulty part back there. It is not working, and he took the money. I told my wife, I said, now, let's just deal with Engineer Okello. So the world needs a savior. That man, you will never change him until he got what? He meets a savior. That's why we have to connect people to Jesus. So the good news is that God loves humanity. He loves people. And he made a way through which he can make people his friends again. And that way is through his son Jesus, who lived. Jesus lived 2,000 years ago. He died for sins. He did not die because he stole something. He did not die because he decided to drink himself to death. You know, there are people who destroy their liver by drinking a lot of alcohol. You see, they die. People die different death. He died for humanity. He died for humanity. That good news says that he died for sins. For sins, not for anything else. Our sins, my sins, your sins, the sins of the world. You see? And the good news still is he resurrected. Death did not hold him. He came out of the grave. That's why we are here celebrating his life. That's why we gather to worship him. He's alive. We don't worship a dead God. Other people worship dead gods and dead prophets. We have a living God. You see? He broke the power of death. That's why even physical death, you will not die before your time. I'm telling you. That's why we fail to die many useless deaths. There are deaths which the devil causes, and I call them useless death. You cannot die that useless death. You see? Praise God. In fact, I kept telling Pastor Ken, said, bring your muko, bring that man. I felt a burden, bring that man. You know, it kept telling me, you know, he's a religious man. I have told him, he said, he'll come. You see? Breaking the power of death, offering forgiveness. That's the good news. Let me tell you, you will never deal with God until he has forgiven you. And he's offering us forgiveness. It doesn't matter what you did before, what your ancestors did before, you can be forgiven. You have a God who can forgive you. That's a part of the good news. Some people, you know, when a person is not forgiven, he's bound, he's never free. God first start forgiving. Look at Jesus when he was healing people. Daughter, your sins are forgiven. He starts with forgiving them. Healing cannot happen when you are not forgiven. Even where he did not tell them that your sins are forgiven, he first forgave them. And then he healed them. Praise God. Out of his grace and goodness, he offers forgiveness. He establishes the kingdom of God. That's the good news. There's a kingdom that Jesus established. The kingdom of God, the rule of God, the reign of God. God begins to rule from our heart. And it affects our lives. And it affects our world. Praise God. The kingdom, the rule of God, the influence. He has called us to enter a realm of influence where we can influence our clan, our relatives, our family members, our town, our city, our government, our schools, everything about us we can influence using the kingdom of God. And you need to know that the kingdom of God is big. Some people say, oh, the kingdom of God is bigger than the church. True, but it is the church to advance the kingdom. It is the church to advance the kingdom. Praise God. And granting eternal life to those who believe. That's the good news. He gives eternal life. God's own life through the Holy Spirit. You begin to take the character of God. You begin to love. You begin to become forgiving. You begin to share. You begin to bless. And that's why you become a son. You become a daughter of God. And that's why you are able to break free from sin. Sin has power. How will you leave sin without a savior? It has power. You can never wash it. I always tell some of my religious brothers that you can't wash that sin with water. You can't. That's the good news. We connect people through the good news that God loves people and made a way to make people their, his friends again. And he does that through his son, who is a savior. The savior really came. He was promised for so many centuries, and he came. He lived. He died for sins. He came out of the grave. He broke the power of death. He offers forgiveness to everybody that wants to be forgiven. He has established a kingdom. He's the door into that kingdom. He gives people a new life. May the new life of God manifest in your life. Yes, that is it. And that's why in Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20, Jesus spoke something in Good News Translation. He spoke something that we need to take note of. Matthew 28, 18 to 20, Good News Bible. Jesus drew near and said to them, I have given all authority. I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go then to all people everywhere and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teach them to obey everything I've commanded you. And I will be with you always to the end of the age. Look at this. What was Jesus really saying there? Here? He was saying, connect people to me. Go, connect people to me. Go everywhere, connect people to me. Go everywhere, connect people to me. Make them my disciples. Who is a disciple? A willing and a practicing learner. All of you are called to become disciples of Jesus. To learn from him and to do what he was doing, what he left you to do. Connect others to him. Take the good news to them. And that good news also has an agenda. And that agenda is good. Whatever agenda God has for humanity is good. He delivers them. He heals them. He's a part of that good news. Sin is the root of every suffering on earth. When God deals with sin, he now deals with the fruit of sin. All the other problems are fruits. They are just fruits. But the root is sin. That's why Christ came. And when Jesus was leaving the earth, he gave instructions to you, to them. And then they also gave instruction, left the instruction to the people. Go everywhere and make people my disciple. Today you believe in Jesus because someone connected you to Jesus. Tell your neighbor, say, connect people to Jesus. Turn to another neighbor and say, please connect people to Jesus. And I want you to get up and tell three people to connect people to Jesus. I don't want joking. Make sure you tell three people. Not two. Make sure you tell three or more. Miriam, you better connect people to Jesus. You only connect people to your saloon. Connect people to Jesus. Alex, connect people to Jesus, not only to your saloon. And you have been doing a good job, but I need more report. I want to see the people you have connected in church. Praise God. And he says, I will be with you to the end. Let me tell you, church, we have a faithful Savior. I'll be with you to the end. Why is it important to connect people to Jesus? Let's look at John 17, verse 3. John 17, verse 3. Why is it important to connect people to Jesus? John 17, verse number 3. It is because Jesus is the source of eternal life. Now, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you to glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. Just look at that. Now, this is eternal life, that they may know you. Let me tell you, not to know about Jesus, but know Jesus. It is one thing. That's why religion is sometimes traps people a lot. Many people, religious, they know about Jesus. They can even cry about him when they see his picture on the cross. They weep. They can even carry a big cross. They can even put pictures from the time he was arrested to the time he was crucified. They know about the history of Jesus, but they don't know him. We have to know him at a personal level. We must connect to him at a personal level. We must connect to him. Let me tell you, I can never solve your problem, but if I can connect to you, Jesus, your problem will be solved. Some cultic churches see the man of God, the prophet, the man of God, the prophet, the man of God, like he is the one carrying the answer. It is good to honor your prophet and honor your man of God, but he will never replace God. Because God uses his hierarchy. God uses the hierarchy, the setup. That's why some people think they can do without the church. You can never do without the church. You can never do without fellowship. Don't let the social media deceive you. You can never. He says, where two or three are gathered, I'm there with them. He says, go and connect people to me, and I will be with you to the end of the age. Teach them what I've said, and I will be with you to the end. His presence among his people is what makes the difference. To know Jesus, to know that they may know the only true God, that one God who sacrificed his son, who sent his son, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. That is eternal life. When you know him, you have received him. You have eternal life. The kingdom is within you. That kingdom will affect your life and the people, life of people around you. You see? Why is it important to connect people to Jesus? It is because he's the door into the kingdom. John 10:9 is the door into the kingdom. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he will be saved. And I shall go in and out, and find pasture. That person will be fulfilled. I am the door. Is the door. Don't enter and stop at the door. Explore in every room in the building. Some people get saved and they stop at the door. There's a lot more for you. Grow. Grow. And real growth will take you through challenges. So many winds, floods, and many things will come against you. In fact, it was discovered that a tree that is on a windy soil place, terrain, windy, the roots go very deep. Why? Each time the wind comes to uproot the tree grows its root deeper. And that's why it survives. You must grow in him. The other day we saw some practical ways of connecting people to Jesus. I want us to see one, but last time we saw that you share your story. How Jesus helped you through hard times. And how he changed your life. Praise God. Where's the wife of Alex? Come. Get for us a mic. You tell your story. If you want to connect people to Jesus, you tell your story. You tell your what? Tell them your story. Which story? How Jesus helped you through hard times. Tell us one story. of how Jesus has ever helped you that you cannot forget. Just one.
Praise God, Church.
She's Tracy.
Praise God, Church.
Amen.
And
I give you 2 minutes. Yes.
Secretary Tracy.
Yes.
God changed my story. It was 2021. Yes. When I'd come back from the village, I remember that day. It was in Feb. That day I came, I didn't take like 2 weeks. I had something like, it started like a flu and cough. So that day I went to sleep. I got out of the bed. I sat on the bed. I did my eyes like this. I found I was not seeing. I came up in the salon. I asked him, I'm not seeing. He told me it is flu and cough. I saw it, I am not seeing.
The eye was blind.
Yeah. So he never bothered. But for me, inside me, I was burning. I was like, what has happened to me? So I came up to church. I prayed. After praying, it started with one eye. I lost one eye. Yeah. So I came up to church that day. I don't know it was a Thanksgiving, whereby that day you were giving out these newspapers. I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tracts Victory Witness.
Yes. So I got one paper. I read. After reading, by the time I was crossing the road entering, I lost one side also.
Both eyes were
both
now blind.
Eyes. So I came to him. I told him, my dear, I've lost everything. I am not seeing. That is the time he reacted. He picked me, took me up to St. Stephen. In my heart, you see where this one is taking me.
A clinic.
Yes, just a clinic. So I was like, he went there and asked those nurses, my wife has lost her sight, so I don't know what to do. So those ones thought that they didn't know what to do. So they referred me again up to, there is another clinic here. I don't know. I think he knows.
Kitintale, yes.
That one also. They brought for me Smanye BCD. A, B, C, D, up to Z.
Letters.
They told me, are you seeing this? I said, I am not seeing. I was seeing upside down, but you know, as the phone is freezing, those are the letters I was seeing. I told him, I'm not seeing anything. So now, as the following day, I lost completely. I was moving like I was moving in darkness, like I was seeing. Things had changed completely. I was seeing black things. I was not seeing human beings. So that is the time he reacted. He took me up to Mango. Is it Mango? Ulago
Mango
Hospital. Over Mango, I don't know.
Mango Hospital.
He took me, even I was in the border, but I was not understanding where I was going. So they took me up to there. I found different kinds of doctors, all types of doctors. One doctor came and tested. We brought that micro, I don't know.
Something.
But, yeah, something like that. They asked me, are you seeing this? Are you seeing this? Are you seeing this light? I said, I'm not seeing. That one went. Another doctor came. Are you seeing this? I said, I am not seeing. Then they brought the special doctor. That one came and started viewing me. He was asking me, are you seeing this? I said, I am not seeing anything completely. Then that one started saying, maybe it is corona. I said, corona again? How can corona again reach you to this extent? I said, but I've never suffered from corona, God forbid. Then from there, afterwards, the doctor referred, maybe she has gotten
something
in the brain. Mm. So he referred me to the brain scan, and they were asking me something like 400,000. I remember seeing a doctor needs money. Everything needs money. So they referred me there. We went there, they put me, they gave me some injection I didn't understand. They put for me some injection. I don't know, that thing was running in my head. So afterwards, when they put me that thing, I became paralyzed like somebody was dead, whereby even when you pick me to stand, I could not stand. My body was heavy. In fact, I was paralyzed. I was dead because I was not understanding myself. Even I was not talking. So when he picked me from there, they took me up the reception. He sat me down. Then from there, they were asking me. To cut the long story short,
did you return home still blind?
Of course they brought, because they told me there is no any other sickness, everything is normal, my eyes are clean, even the brain is clean, there is nothing wrong. In fact, he referred the papers to Pastor Ken. Pastor Ken read to him to make him understand. So everything was okay. So there is a medicine they told us to buy. But that medicine, I think it was cost, one tablet was 100,000, one tablet. And the day when we were looking for that medicine, in fact, they looked the whole place, they did not find. So the day when he got that medicine, according to what he was telling, that everybody was taking the pics, that why are you taking this medicine? This medicine is for a person who is paralyzed. So why are you taking that medicine? Everybody was taking the pics. So I told him, before I take that medicine, I don't know that doctor, maybe that doctor went with witchcraft over chicken, over one to the witch doctor. Mm-hmm. Before I take that medicine, take me to church and pick that sacrifice so that we work on, we deal with the altar. That was the only thing. So when they brought me here, they prayed for me. I didn't take something because I got blind in Feb, March, then what? April. From April there, I started recovering. That is how I got my healing.
Back. The Lord opened her eyes. According to Alex, one morning he opened the curtain, and then he said, "Okay, in the morning." You were in the delivery service here in the evening. Then the following morning, that's that very day. Yes. Yes. Give him the mic.
So it was a Sunday deliverance service after 9. There was a pastor here. So we prayed. But me, I promised my wife to see that very day.
Yes.
So when we prayed after service, we went back home. Then she asked me, "I'm not yet seeing. You promised me to see today." But those people were there, those of Konsi, those of Mariam. People were many in my house praying, those of Mama J. People were there praying. So I picked her, then I brought her back to the pastor. Pastor was there in the office.
Yes, amen.
Pastor told me that you believe that your wife is going to see.
Amen.
Now, pastor was taking water. He took half of the water, Renzori. Then told me, "You go and wash her eyes with this water. Mm-hmm. She will begin seeing."
Can you imagine? You know, God is so strange. I've never given anyone water. But imagine how the spirit got. I even forgot about that. Imagine.
So now when we went when we went inside, it was now coming to 10. So for me, because I promised her, but she was still asking me. So when I went in the bathroom. I stayed there like for almost 30 minutes.
Yes.
Praying when I was crying. Now when I came inside, it was now coming to 10. I opened the gate and she asked, "Who has opened the gate?"
The curtain.
The curtain.
Yes.
So when I went direct, I did not talk. I just went and started waving on her face. Then I said that, I asked her, how many are these?
Fingers are these.
And then he said 3. From there, then he started to speak.
Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Your story. Share how God helped you out of a hard situation. Someone will begin to look for that Jesus. And that's how you connect people to Jesus. Praise God. Then the second thing we saw, show love through service. Help people and be kind to them. Help people and be kind to them. That's how you will connect people to the Lord. They will begin to wonder, "Why are you kind?" And they discover that you have Jesus. And then they will desire to have that Jesus. Praise God. And others, pray for others. Pray for others. That's another way. Pray for others. For God to open doors for them. For their burdens to be lifted. And when you pray, God does it. And they realize, this lady prayed for me. This man prayed for me. The thing is gone. Something has changed. I need that Jesus. And they begin to look for Jesus and they connect to him. And we also saw that we should listen carefully to people. Listen carefully to what they care about. Or listen about to the story of their struggles. When you listen to people, they will begin to, when they realize that you give them time, they realize that there's something different. They tell you now their heart.
And that one will help you to connect them to Jesus. So that is what we do. Share your story. Show love through service. Pray for others. Listen carefully. Like Bishop was saying with them, they decided to show compassion to help people. To help people. It's not enough. Well, you can lead them, but also help them in their struggles. But today, I want us to look at one important thing again that you can use to connect people to Jesus. And one major thing is invitation. Invitation. You invite them. You invite them. Invite them to church. Invite them. Invite them to your church. Invite them to meet your pastor. When you see that they have a problem, that pastor can counsel them about, can help them connect to God. And I was telling, Leah is not around. I don't know even where she has gone. You see, I want to tell her, because you know we have a lot of things to do. If you want counseling, book up with the secretary. Book up with the secretary, and the secretary informs me so that when I know that I don't have much people, I do many other things. I don't want to waste. There's no time to waste. Once I know that you are coming, you are there, and we are there between a certain time and a certain time. But if you are going to come beyond that time, you need to book so that I know the people who have booked, so that we maximize the use of time. Praise God. Let's look at this parable of the great banquet. Luke 14, verse 16 to 23. Luke 14, verse 16 to 23. In fact, let's begin from Luke 16, 15. Let's begin from Luke chapter 14, verse 15 to 23. Hearing this, I'm reading from NIV. A man sitting at the table with Jesus exclaimed, "What a blessing it will be to attend a banquet in the kingdom of God." A banquet is a feast. Verse 16. Jesus replied with this story. A man prepared a great feast and sent out many invitations. When the banquet was ready, he sent his servants to tell the guests, "Come, the banquet is ready." Verse 18. But they all began making excuses. One said, "I've just bought a field and must inspect it. Please excuse me." Another said, "I've just bought 5 pairs of oxygen and I want to try them out. Please excuse me." Another said, verse 20, another said, "I now have a wife, so I can't come." Remember the story of some of our faithful sisters in the church. Once they marry them, you'll never see them in church. Because now they have a husband. Praise God. 21. The servant returned and told his master what they had said. His master was very furious and said, "Go quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame." After the servant had done this, he reported, "There's still room for more." So his master said, "Go out in the country lanes and behind the edges and urge anyone you find to come so that the house will be full." Verse 24. "For none of those I've invited will get even the smallest taste of my banquet." Praise God. You see, when people miss eternal life and they miss to connect to Jesus, there are things they will never test apart from hell. It's the truth. Apart from struggles, apart from meaningless life on earth. Life has to have a meaning. Only Jesus can give you that meaning. That's why dollar millionaires put the gun in their mouth and kill themselves. A gun through their ears. Every year they kill themselves, but they have all the dollars in millions. Why? Life is meaningless. They thought money could make it meaningful. You see, you can buy suits and suits and shoes and shoes and have all kind of nice things. all kind of handbags and dresses. But when Jesus is not at the center, it is meaningless. It is empty. Praise God. So you look at what the master, you see? And this was a story about the kingdom of God. You have to invite people to come into the kingdom. And the door into the kingdom is through Jesus. You must connect them to Jesus. Then they can enter the kingdom. But if you're just religious, you will just close the door before them, thinking that you have heard of them. You close the door. You make them fail to enter the kingdom. You just look at this. Each person, when he gave first an opportunity to people close. To people close. To the Jews first, before it reached the Gentiles. Each one had an excuse. Even today, don't let money, don't let that job, don't let that car, don't let that business take you away from God. Don't let them take you away. Don't let that marriage take you away. Don't let that baby take you away. I've now got my baby. I don't need church. I've now got my baby. I'm telling you. Because that baby, for that baby to be useful, you need God. You need God. The girl can go and disappear like you have never produced a girl. The son can go and forget you. Like they do in the Western world. Father's Day, Mother's Day. Every day must be a Father's Day and a Mother's Day. You only remember your father and mother one day in a year. You're in marafuku. Praise God. Sister Joan knows she's a Swahili lady. Praise God. It's an error. It's an error. The servant returned and said, no, I've reached these people. They are giving only excuses. He says, no, go to everyone. Go on the street. Go everywhere. Gather them. Go. It doesn't matter whether they are smart, whether they are putting on rags, whether they are blind, whether they are lame. Bring. They will see the hand of God. Bring them. Bring them. Whether they have no cloth, bring them. Let me tell you, don't sit there and allow people to go to hell. Don't sit there and allow people to suffer under the yoke of the devil. The good news is there. The Savior came. He lived, he died, he resurrected. He offers forgiveness. He has eternal life. He has a kingdom. Praise God. Go and persuade them. Go and persuade them. That's why you have to keep going to people again and again and again. That neighbor, don't pick your Bible and say, I'm going to church. The neighbor is there seated with a hangover. Don't. Don't do that. Keep talking to them. Be nice to them. Care about them. Let me tell you, nobody will listen to your gospel if they see that this woman doesn't care. I'm righteous. These are sinners. These are sinners. They will not listen to you. Me, I'm smart. These are useless people. These are useless. No, they will not listen to you. They won't. Praise God. Persuade them. Persuade them, because there's judgment. There's a risk. They will lead a meaningless life here on earth. They'll make the same mistake people have made for generations. Let's look at this, John 1:45-50. Invite people to the house of God so that they can experience Jesus. Now, you look at the story of Tracy. Tracy experienced Jesus when Jesus opened her eyes because of church. They experienced Jesus. She experienced Jesus. The husband experienced Jesus. That story will live with them.
they would be the biggest fool in their lives if they forget that story. And if they scatter whatever God has put in their lives, they would be living like fools. And that's why the Bible says, don't be foolish. Don't live like fools again. But know what the Lord's will is. Praise God. John 1, 45 to 50. Philip went to look for Nathanael and told him, we have found the very person Moses and the prophets wrote about. His name is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth. Nazareth? Exclaimed Nathanael. Can anything good come from Nazareth? Come and see for yourself, Philip replied. Come and see. Come and see. Philip actually was inviting Nathanael. Okay, come and see. Come to our church and see. Come to our pastor and see. You know, Jesus is a shepherd. Come to our pastor and see. The chief shepherd, the chief pastor. Come and see. We have found the one the scripture wrote about. Moses wrote about. The prophets wrote about. The savior who was supposed to come. We have got him. That was the point. We have got him. And the man said, Nazareth. But the scripture does not say Savior will ever come from Nazareth. No. But we are told that in the scripture that the Savior will come out of Bethlehem, the city of David. That's the promise God gave David. But Nazareth, no, can anything good really come? Your church, can anything good come from that church? Your pastor, can anything good come from that pastor? That ministry, can anything good come from that ministry? They don't know that in the ministry there's someone called Jesus. He's there. They can experience him. He can touch their lives. As long as the people, the custodian, the people he has put there can make them, can give them the word, the words of Jesus. Can connect them to the word. They will experience him because he follows his word. And that's what he told Joshua. He says, Joshua, you have entered a new season. Don't stop speaking the words of this law, the book. Don't stop speaking what is in this book. Think about what is in this book day and night. Make sure you do what is in this book. And then you'll make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. May the words of Jesus grant you good success. May each time you come to this church, you experience Jesus. You must experience him. Your experience of him. When you see his glory, you experience his glory. Your life changes. And that's why the Bible says we change from glory, we move from glory to glory. You see? Come and see. As they approached Jesus, and Philip, Nathanael decided to come, to go to church, to see the chief shepherd with Philip. He followed Philip, and that Philip was his brother. And some of these fellows were from the same village, the Peters and the rest. And you have people in your village or where you are staying, you have left them to die their death. Engineer, in your workshop there, don't let those young men die their death. Bring them to Jesus. Connect them. Connect them. Connect them. Some people, when they see some dangerous person, say, no, let that one go and die his death. Let him not bring to me. Connect them to Jesus. He'll stop them from dying. As they approach Jesus, Jesus said, now here comes a genuine son of Israel, a man of complete integrity. Integrity. What he says is the same with what he does. That's what integrity is. Because you see, Nathanael said, now, you are telling me that this man comes from Nazareth. Because you see, when Jesus came back from Egypt as a baby, the Lord told them, bring back my son from Egypt. according to fulfill the prophecy. They did not settle in Bethlehem, where the children were murdered, but they went to Nazareth, where he grew up, and that's why he became known as Jesus of Nazareth. But his origin was not Nazareth. And yet, even prophecy said he went to the Gentiles, because that was an area of the Gentiles, by the sea. Praise God. And when Jesus saw him, Jesus gave him a word. Let me tell you, Jesus has a word for you. And Jesus, and this man was surprised. How do you know me? How do you know me? But he was there before you were. Praise God. He knows you. He has a word for you. Jesus has a word for every person. What will change their lives is with the Lord Jesus. Bring people to him. Connect people to Jesus. How do you know me? How do you know about me? Nathanael asked. Jesus replied, I could see you under the fig tree before Philip found you. Then Nathanael exclaimed, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. You just look at that. When the Lord spoke into his life, he said, no, this is the Messiah. This is the Messiah. This is the person who has my answer. Let me tell you, don't hunt for your answer elsewhere. And Jesus went ahead and said, look, you believe because I've told you that. I'm telling you. Then he said in verse 51, then he said, I tell you the truth, you will all see heaven open and the angels of God going up and down on the Son of Man, the one who is the stairway between heaven and earth. It is Jesus who connects you between earth and heaven. He connects you to heaven. He's the one who will connect you to the Father. That's why the Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one reaches the Father except through me. He's the stairway. God has a plan for you. You need Jesus for that plan to be fulfilled. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Let's look at this last scripture here. Luke 19, verse number 1 to 10. Luke 19, verse number 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by name Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be a guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give a half of my possession to the poor. And if I've cheated anyone out of anything, I'll pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Praise God. Look, Jesus knew Zacchaeus. Jesus knew that Zacchaeus was a very corrupt man. Very corrupt. For a man to Jesus says, no, Zacchaeus, you are struggling for nothing. Come down, I'm going to be your guest. Jesus invited himself into Zacchaeus' life and into Zacchaeus' home. He invited himself. And that's why sometimes he tries really to push to make people know him. And you are his representative. You are the one to invite people so that they can meet Jesus in the church and through your life. So this man, this chief tax collector. I think he was like the chief of URA. You see? Yes, he was the chief tax collector there, the biggest of them. And the Bible says he was very wealthy. He had the money. But do you know why? He was doing a lot of cheating. You know the corruption that we have in government. They are trying to fight it left and right. But there is a very big demon behind it. So you have to pray, you have to take Jesus. When Jesus reaches, you see, all these fellows are corrupt because they don't have Jesus. They know about him, but they don't know him. keep helping them to know him. So you can imagine a man who, when Jesus really touched his life, he realized, he said, no, this is another person. This is my Savior. He says, now, right now, here and now, I'm giving a half of my wealth to the poor. A half to the poor. Oh my God. A half of it. Now, the other half remaining, if I've cheated anyone, I'll not pay them one time. I'll not just restore them. I'll give them four times. Four times. And still look at what he's remaining with, which means that what the man had amassed was too big. If four, he can steal out of a half, he's going to give four times to the ones he has cheated. And when he said that, you know what Jesus said? Today salvation has come to this house. Because this man is also a son of Abraham. Praise God. Lift up your hands and talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, help me to connect people to you. 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 Help me to remain connected to you. Sometimes we can even disconnect ourselves from you. Help me to remain connected to you so that I can connect people to you. Talk to him. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you honor. You are wonderful. You are mighty. You are gracious. We thank you. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord. Help us as a church to connect people to you. Help us, Lord, as individuals to connect people to you. Connect our family members. Connect our friends to you. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Tell your neighbor, connect people to Jesus. Amen. Is there anyone you want to give your life to Jesus? You are here, you are not saved. You can receive him now. Can I see your hand? Can I see your hand? You want to get saved? And those who are watching online, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your life as your Lord and Savior through a simple prayer of commitment. And follow this prayer after me. Say, Dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International. And I know your life won't remain the same because of the word we share and the experience with our worship and the word. You will connect to the Almighty God and the Lord will greatly bless you. Let us know about the decision you have decided to make through our contacts on the screen, and we'll send you reading materials that can help you in your newfound walk with the Lord. God bless you abundantly. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise.
Dear friend, perhaps you have no saving relationship with God and you love God and you want to engage with him, but you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved. It's the door into the kingdom of God. Right now, you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make to God right now through him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child, not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter. Follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, Dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and you can know how to walk in your newfound life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you.